1965. And before that, you're at Haley Mills. Yes. I think she was about 12 when she did that. And Jeepers Creepers, the old 1920s tune. Anyway, that was originally released in 1962 on the Vista label, part of that old Disney empire. And then we kicked off the set, the last set of the evening, with Mickey and the Milkshakes from the Ace album, Ace in the UK, 1982. What was it? I got originally released in 82 on Ace. I got off of Children's and Nuggets. What am I saying? The other track is, I'm ready to go home. Anyway, Danny and Stephanie are in the house. They're up next with the lounge, I hope. I can't stick here much longer. Anyway, these were the Desperate Hours. My name is Alex. The pleasure was mine. I'll be talking at you next week. Take care.
Is that the best you can do, creep?
Years from now, when you talk about this, and you will, be kind.
Just as painful as could be. Yeah, that's why I put you down. You can't come back to me. Just as painful as could be. Yeah, that's why I put you down. You can't come back to me. No,
coming back.
I said there's no gonna be no coming back to me.
No, coming back.
I said I don't want you anymore.
No, coming back.
I said I haven't got any love left for you.
No, coming back.
All over, baby.
Into my life. Got to get you in. officially step inside the lounge on your freeform station, WMF.
Oh, and another Thursday night in the city. This is the lounge on WMFO, and you heard Earth, Wind, and Fire right there, and they got the Lifetime Achievement Award Monday night at the 58th Annual Grammy Awards. So, Steph, let's have some fun tonight. How about we do a Grammys special tonight?
All right, sounds good to me.
We're going to get to as many songs, categories as we possibly can. We are going to kick it off, Artist of the Year. It's a Grammy special, lounge style, here on WMFO.
Being round, help me get my feet back on the ground.
It's on your freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford, and worldwide at WMFO.org.
There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare.
kicked it off, 1979, Artist of the Year, Taste of Honey, Boogie, Oogie, Oogie, The Beatles, 1965, Artist of the Year, Help, Adele, Rolling in the Deep, 2009, right there, Best New Artist, and Meghan Trainor, this year's brand new Artist of the Year for the Grammys, and what a block that
was. From Massachusetts.
Yay. Yes, Nantucket's own Meghan Trainor right there. And some really awesome stuff about this. She rose to fame after signing a major label, okay, the debut studio album, Title 2015. The album debuted, Steph, get this, number one on the Billboard 200, produced not one, not two, not three, four top 20 singles. You got All About the Bass, Lips Are Moving, Dear Future Husband, and Like I'm Gonna Lose You, later certified platinum. So tons of great music in that block, Steph.
Yeah, you know, also, I just want to mention Sade. If you remember Sade.
Yeah.
She also won in 1986 for Best New Artist category. So seeing that I'm a big Sade fan, I had to give her a little honorable mention. But it's crazy. Like Taste of Honey, for instance, 1979. Other nominees in that category were Elvis Costello, Rick Ocasek and the Cars, and of course, Toto. Right there, three major, major people to beat. So, you know, that's a big deal. And Chris Rea, well, but the other three, well, I mean, as far
right,
as notoriety.
Right.
Well, no. I'm saying compared to like Elvis Costello and Cars and Toto, Chris Rea is actually lucky to be in that category.
Barbara Ann is in studio, by the way. Hey, Barbara Ann.
All the way from Palm Springs, California. She thought she'd come by and treat us tonight.
And I have to say, you ladies, the toes are absolutely beautiful. Manicures, pedicures. Well, not, they're on now, but earlier I was like looking at them. Beautiful.
Danny, tell them what color I have.
Red.
Sparkly red. And why do I have red on?
Valentine's Day, because you love me. No?
I have my red on for La Malocchia.
Ah.
So if I'm not wearing my red shirt or my red mudandis,
keep them away, the mudandis,
I always have red
underwear
on when you do your nails, and you always protect it.
I love it. It is the Grammy special lounge style here on 91.5 WMFO. Let's get right into it. Best female pop vocal performance going to go into this block. We hope you enjoy it. 617-627-3800. It's the lounge.
Here's the thing. We started our friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone. You're dedicated. You took the time. Wasn't long till I called you mine. Yeah, yeah, since you've been gone. And all you'd ever hear me say is how I picture me with you. That's all you'd ever hear me say. But since you've been gone,
nothing but a slow glowing dream that your fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride in a world.
Television or the radio sponsor will tolerate.
Freeform radio.
Entertainment will be entertainment and entertainment alone.
WMFO Bedford.
Hit it. This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. This is LA.
All I want to do is have a little fun before I die.
Bye. friends and crank it up.
Ra, ra, ah, ah, ah. Roma, Roma.
Lounge style here on 91.5 WMFO. Best female pop vocal performance 2006 kicked it off with Kelly Clarkson. Since You've Been Gone, Irene Cara, Flashdance, What a Feeling, 1984. Sheryl Crow in 1995, All I Wanna Do, and Lady Gaga right there, 2011. Best female pop. Vocal performance there.
Yes, Lady Gaga, a.k.a. Stephanie Angelina Joanna Geminota. She is a paisano.
In some of the years right there, for example, in 1984, Irene Cara went against Sheena Easton. Donna Summer? I mean, weren't you talking about something with disco with Donna Summer?
Yeah, actually, Barbara's got a really interesting point. Go ahead, Barbara.
Bring it up,
tell
Barbara
them about
Ann.
This little tidbit.
Okay, they had the disco category in the Grammys only 2 years. I guess they thought disco died, so. Unfortunately, it was only 1980 and 81. And in 1980, I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor.
There we go.
And in 1981, Foxy, Get Off one. And that's
two great songs.
Two great songs.
And that's that category was only held those 2 years, 80 and 81. That's a little great piece of trivia, Babs.
Yeah.
Well, what's interesting about it is that the Grammy Award for Best Female Pop, I want to say Pope all the time, because the Pope is in Mexico, so that's what I was talking about. Best Female Pop Vocal Performance was a Grammy Award which recognized superior vocal performance by a female in a pop category, the first of which presented Steph in 1959. Then in 2011 season, it was discontinued right there. Ella Fitzgerald, awesome, awesome, interesting news right there, was the first recipient of the award in 1959. And Lady Gaga was the last recipient of the award in 2011. And then it went over to Best Pop Solo Performance. There, I did it.
Say that a few times quickly.
Gonna do some shout outs, Thorin, going to you. Who we got checking in?
Actually, I have to send a lot of prayers and a lot of love out to a dear friend of mine, Victor Grillo. We're all plugging for you. Stay strong, my friend. We can do this, okay? So keep it up and prayers to Victor. Roseanne Madarazzo from the North End, always showing us love. We love her. Marianne DiPrizio McClagan from Malta, New York, also checked in. Candy Apple.
Hey, baby.
Candace Baptista and Nenny, her husband. They're checking in and listening out in Chelsea, Mass. Sal Mal, Sal DiGirolamo, the Wild Duck. Now two locations, one in the Salem Street in the North End and the other in Washington Street, downtown Boston. Oh, I got Sandy Serignano and my big boy Dante. Love you guys. Charlie Calogero Lagrasso listening out in South Boston. Augustine Pazziarli in the North End, he's listening. Stephanie Savini, always a pleasure to have her aboard. She's checking us out, also a North End girl. And Deborah Baker. Debbie Baker, love
Debbie.
You.
Otis in the NYC, the afternoon giddy up here on WMFO. Check in. Frankie in Medford.
Yay, Frankie.
And a brand new listener of the show, Patrick in New Bedford.
Yay.
That's how you say New Bedford is represented. Listening on the WMFO iPhone app. When we come back, we are going to do the best male pop vocal performance here on The Lounge.
Remember when your neighbor found us naked?
Don't give up on birth control either. There are more methods than you think. Visit Bedsider.org to compare all the choices and put the bogus myths to bed at Bedsider.org.
Boy, we got options tonight.
Brought to you by Bedsider and the Ad Council. Bedsider.org.
Now back to more freeform music on 91.5 WMFO Medford and streaming worldwide at WMFO.org.
Her name was Lola, she was a showgirl, with yellow feathers in her hair and a dress cut down. His name was Rico. He wore a diamond. He was escorted to his chair. He saw Lola dancing there, and when she finished, he called her over. But Rico went a bit too far. Tony sailed across the bar, and then the punches flew, and chairs were smashed in two. There was blood and a single gunshot, but just who shot who at the Copa? Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana.
He at the Copa, Copacabana.
Music and passion were always the fashion at the Copa. She lost her love. Her name is Lola, she was a showgirl, but that was 30 years ago, when they used to have a show. Now it's a disco, but not for Lola. Still in the dress she used to wear, faded feathers in her hair. She sits there so refined, and drinks herself half blind. She lost her youth and she lost the Tony, now she lost her mind.
and it's on your Freeform station, 91.5 WMFO Medford, and worldwide at WMFO.org. WMFO Medford, your home to your Freeform station, and the lounge every Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WMFO.org.
Wake up, everyone. How can you sleep at a time like this unless the dreamer is the real you? Listen to your voice, the one that tells you to taste past the tip of your tongue. Leap in the net will appear. I don't wanna wait before the dream is over. I'm gonna make it mine. Yes, I know it. I'm gonna make it mine. Yes, I'll make it all mine. I keep my life on a heavy rotation, requesting that it's lifting you up, up, up and away.
over to a table at the Gratitude Cafe. Don't wanna break before the tour is over. I'm gonna make it mine. Yes, I'm alone and I'm gonna make it mine. Yes, I'll make it all mine.
WMFO Medford.
Timing's everything, and this time there's plenty. I am balancing, careful and steady, reveling in energy that everyone's emitting. Well, I don't want to wait no more. Oh, I want to celebrate the whole world.
The Grammy special lounge style here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. That category was the best male pop vocal performance, later turned into the best pop solo performance. Barry Manilow from 1979 won it right there. Copacabana, Stevie Wonder, 1974 picked it up. You Are My Sunshine of My Life. And 1997 went to Eric Clapton, Changed the World. Right there, 2010 winner, Make It Mine, Jason Mraz. Oh my goodness, I saw Jason Mraz at the Pavilion. What a great performance he gives.
Really?
Oh my goodness, such a great, great performance.
I have not seen him yet, but I have seen Eric Clapton. And I have seen Stevie Wonder, both epic. Barry
Manilow.
When
did you see Stevie Wonder? When?
Several times.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And
actually, the last time I saw him was last year. I took my mom. Actually, hello, Mrs. C. Check out to you. Yeah, he was here doing Songs in the Key of Life tour most recently. But I saw him back in the late 70s, early 80s, and then late 80s, early 90s. So I've seen him several times. One of my favorites, Eric Clapton, also in two other groups prior to being solo. One was, of course, the Yardbirds, and also with a group called Cream. He also played My Guitar Gently Weeps, which was written by George Harrison for the Beatles on the White Album, but George didn't feel that he had the confidence to play it, so they brought in the slow hand, Mr. Eric Clapton, and he did that for them.
And look at the contenders he had. Bryan Adams, John Mellencamp, Sting, in 1997, and he was very fortunate to get it. In case you're just tuning in, it is the Grammy special lounge style on 91.5 WMFO. We're going to get to as many categories as we possibly can here tonight. Let's go into Record of the Year.
Oh,
this one's going to be a good block. 617-627-3800. Love to hear from you on the lounge.
Wow.